One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Teddy up in Fall's studio.
Mom sent you a breakfast tray, Teddy.
Oh, Cliff, how nice. Does Father Barber know I'm here?
Nobody's mentioned it yet.
Oh, good. I just don't feel up to talking to him. I hope I can slip out without having to see him.
I imagine Mom will maneuver him right out into the garden if you wanted to.
I hope she knows how much I love Father Barber, but I'm not up to a lecture on the sanctity of marriage. Not this morning.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, the wise homemaker makes sure she always has Alka-Seltzer on hand during this season of the year. That's mighty smart, too. And say, ladies, I hope you remember that little tip I mentioned from time to time about Alka-Seltzer and remind the folks in your family. You remember, when late hours coupled with late refreshments threaten to result in acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. That's right, before you go to bed. Alka-Seltzer will relieve that upset, uneasy feeling in the stomach. So you sleep better and wake up feeling better next morning. It's a simple thing to remember, a simple thing to do, but mighty important. Yes, it's the know-how in beating the discomfort caused by acid indigestion. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 17, Book 81. Last night's fog is cleared away now, and San Francisco sparkles in the wintry morning sunlight. In the Barber family home in Seacliff, Teddy Barber, who came to see her father Paul late last night, has put aside her breakfast tray, and now, alone in her old room adjoining Paul's studio at the top of the house, is ready to leave for duty at Letterman Hospital. We find her standing before the mirror, giving a final pat to her hair, looking crisp and efficient in her nurse's uniform.
Daddy?
Yes, Cliff?
Mom wants to know if you want anything else.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just ready to go.
Oh, hey, you've perked up.
Well, it's such a nice day.
Yeah, and you really ate a breakfast, huh?
Yes, I was hungry. Paul's gone?
Yeah, left about 20 minutes ago.
He helped me last night, Cliff. I was in kind of a spin, I guess. But talking with Paul and a night's sleep and a breakfast tray and now all that sunshine, I feel girded up for the day.
Yeah, that girl, you're going to be fine. You going back to Morty's tonight?
Oh, sure. Cliff, look out this window.
Yeah, I know.
You can almost see the rivets on Golden Gate Bridge. A little wind this morning, I guess, blew the fog away. Goodness, last night I had to drive about 5 miles an hour.
Teddy, Dad saw your car out in front.
Oh.
Yeah, he was on his way to the garden.
Then he knows I'm here.
Yeah, huh?
What did he say?
Oh, you know that nobody ever tells him anything. We got through breakfast without mentioning you were here. You haven't seen him since you and Elwood separated, have you?
No. Oh, Cliff, I just haven't felt up to it. Will I have to talk to him, you suppose? I know what he'll say.
I know. Why can't you be in a tearing hurry? Give him a hail and farewell, you know, the crisp salute and out the door?
Oh, I've got to talk to him sometime, I suppose. I might as well go down and face it.
Oh, come on, it won't be too bad. Mom will have him softened up. She's down there in the library right now working.
Nobody wants to keep things from you. It's just that you fuss so much, Henry.
Yes, haven't so much as mentioned Elwood and Teddy for days, Fanny. Haven't said a word. You slip breakfast trays upstairs, and there's a furtive scurrying around behind my back.
Henry, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. When Paul came down this morning, he said it might be wise, if I wouldn't mind, to send a tray up to Teddy. He thought she wasn't up to seeing anyone this morning.
Huh? Is that what he said? Not up to it? Tell me, do people have to get into condition to see me?
Henry, our talking to Teddy isn't going to put her marriage back together.
We must resign ourselves to a divorce in the family? Is that what you imply?
Oh, please, let's not get into it again. If I hear the word divorce once more, I'll jump out of my skin.
I merely asked a question.
Henry, have you ever wondered why things are sometimes kept from you?
Yeah.
You get a word, Henry, and you bedevil people with it. You really do.
Oh. If Teddy doesn't want to see me, she doesn't have to. I'll go back down to my garden. I'll keep my face to the seawall so she can slip away without even saying goodbye.
Oh, Henry.
Yes, you can forget she has a grandfather.
Good morning, Father Barber.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Good morning, Teddy.
Oh, how nice you look in that uniform, dear.
Thank you, Mother Barber. And thanks for my tray.
Yes.
It was a wonderful breakfast.
I didn't know you were up there, Teddy. Nobody told me.
Oh, well, I...
They didn't tell me because they think I'm going to fuss, to use your grandmother's words.
Oh, Father Barber.
Now, Henry.
Would you tell me what I've done that you would wish to avoid me, Teddy?
Oh, it's not that. I can't trust myself to keep on an even keel lately.
Your grandmother informed me that I bedevil people.
Now,
Father Barber.
I want you to know that I have no intention of bedeviling anybody. I'm going out to my garden now and talk to Annie Gans. Goodbye, Teddy. It's nice to have seen you.
Oh, please. I'd hope we could have a second cup of coffee together.
Hmm?
I still have a few minutes.
Why, that would be nice, Teddy.
I don't go on duty until 10.
I'll have to make some fresh coffee, but it won't take a minute. The water's hot on the stove.
May I help you?
No, you stay and talk to your grandfather.
Yes.
You see, I couldn't even stand myself last night. And I'm kind of put together with little wires this morning. You understand, don't you?
Yes.
Last night was so foggy and dismal, I didn't want to talk to Maudie or anybody. Anyhow, you'd gone to bed when I got here.
Yes, yes. I met your roommate, Miss Maudie Pemberton. I called one day.
She told me.
Yes, yes. Speaks her mind. Very forthright. Has spirit. I rather admired her, Teddy.
I'm glad you liked her.
Yes, shall we sit down? Yes, I felt greatly relieved after I saw your apartment. I'm glad you decided to live with Miss Pemberton. If you feel you must live apart from Elwood.
I think we might as well use the real words for it, Father Barber. I've left Elwood for good.
Oh.
I know it's a shock to you. I know how you feel about these things. I'm ashamed that my marriage... Well, that's why I've...
Avoided me?
Well, avoided nearly everybody except Paul. Please understand.
I do.
I wouldn't want you ever to think I'm not grateful for you for millions of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate having my marriage fail, and I'm sorry as I can be that it's hurt you, Father Barber.
I've always felt very strongly about divorce, Teddy. That's true. So often people grow up with a misconception of what life really is, you know. They expect it to be an endless festival. Yes, it's an impossible sugar plum kind of world. Yes, some people think in such terms. But I'm 75, Teddy. 75 years old. And I've seen a good deal of life. And thought a good deal about it. Is this fussing? Is this upsetting you?
Oh, no, of course not.
But what I was going to say, it seems to me, if life has any meaning whatever, if all this that we see and feel and taste and think and are... If all this isn't a great, inconceivable, cosmic accident, then our lives must be a time of testing, eh? A time of growth? Yes, it would seem so. You see, Teddy, there is an unfathomable moral force in the universe, and only a fool would deny it. People say, give me proof. Give me a proof of God. What more does one need than human consciousness itself? There is the miracle of miracles. And back of our consciousness, there is most surely something more. A soul. So what could be the purpose of this wonderful gift of soul and consciousness? Growth, surely. What else? And growth is accomplished, Teddy, by thrusting upward against resistance. Eh? Yes, by meeting difficulties and overcoming them. By reaching for the sun. One cannot run away from problems. One must face them and solve them, however difficult they are.
Yes, Father Barber.
If in the past I've talked too much about divorce, and no doubt I have, it is because I feel so deeply about it. It has meant a great deal to me that no member of my family has ever been divorced.
Yes.
When you were a little bit of a girl and first came to us, Teddy, you used to follow me around the garden, remember?
Yes.
And I talk to you as if you were a grown-up woman, because you were a bright-faced, intelligent child, so eager to learn, such a good listener, too. Did I frighten you then?
Oh, no, no.
And we can still talk to each other, Teddy.
Of course.
You see, I wanted to say just this to you, this and no more. One's impulse is to run away from trouble, to find an escape. But there is no escape from the necessity of growth. One must grow... Or die, eh?
Yeah. Each man must plow his own field, face his own difficulties, surmount them. That is my creed, Teddy. I had hoped it would always be the creed of my family.
It isn't as if I were a barber by birth or blood.
You are Teddy Barber Giddings, as Hazel Barber Murray, and Claudia as Claudia Barber Lacey. You mustn't say such things, Teddy. You are one of my girls.
Father Barber.
Yes, my dear.
I don't love Elwood. I can't love him.
Then why did you marry him?
I don't know.
You entered the sacrament of marriage, not loving Terry.
I hoped I could. I don't know.
Yes, Elwood loves you devoutly, Teddy.
Yes, he does.
He has built a home for you. He is patient, kindly, a man of good character.
Yes, he is everything, but I don't love him.
It was my intention to upset you, Teddy. I merely wanted to...
Oh, everything you say is right. It must be. It sounds so right. But I can't seem to plow my own field, not in your fashion.
No, my dear.
You see, I'm not a barber. Maybe I'm not strong enough to be one.
Teddy.
But I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. You gave me a home and a name, and I'm grateful.
Teddy, my dear.
I'll make you a promise, Father Barber. You won't have to worry about a divorce. Not as long as I live. There won't be one, unless Elwood gets it. I'll never go back to him, but there'll be no divorce. Maybe I owe you that because I'm Teddy Barber. That's a promise, and I'll keep it. And now I've got to go.
The barbers will be back in just a moment. Say, friends, now that the cold-catching season is here, you'll want to keep Tabsin on hand all of the time. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you've never tried this new and different type tablet for symptoms of a cold, you really owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes of your cold. Tabsin helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Tabsin is a coated tablet, easy to swallow. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste, and it offers most complete relief from cold symptoms. Yes, we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula for relief from cold symptoms. And friends, I repeat, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you when you're suffering with the miseries of a cold. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Henry, what in the world did you say to Teddy? She ran out crying as if her heart would break.
I know. It took an unexpected turn, Fanny, and I was being very gentle with her.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy goes to the Sky Ranch. Chapter 18, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.